Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Herndon deal. Chris Herndon joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Kamusale, a new recording by the reformed 1970s African rock band Witch, which stands for We Intend to Cause Havoc, and they will be headlining Friday night at Gonerfest in Memphis.
Yeah. All right, Chris, a couple things. First of all, the Grizzlies evidently unveiled their new 25th anniversary jerseys. I don't know if you've had a look. I guess we've seen them already. This makes it official. Seems to be what I don't really focus particularly on jerseys. Do you have any opinion about the jerseys?
I think it's the black with the teal and red trim from the early, maybe the first season in Memphis. Maybe with some changes in terms of lettering or whatever. I'm not sure, but it's basically that look, which I think they've done before since then and some other throwback.
Yep.
I think it's a good look. I'm not a fan of the teal as the main color, which a lot of people are, but I like it fine as trim. And I think those are good looking uniforms, and obviously fits the 25th anniversary season in Memphis.
Okay. We talked yesterday about the ESPN dropped their top, their list of the top 100 players in the NBA. Yesterday was the bottom 50. And so now we've got, the top 10 through 11 through 50, 11 through 49, something like that, whatever. 11, it's everything but the top 10 we have now. And what we see is that Ja has dropped from 20 to 33. Jaren has gone from 55 to 31. So Jaren, two ahead of Ja. What do you think of 31 and 33?
I want to say, and maybe I'm misremembering, but I think when you asked me this yesterday, I think I actually said they'd both be in the 30s and Jaren would be slightly higher. So I think so nailed it. That seems fine. The thing is, when you look at it, they have Donovan Mitchell at 15. And so at that point, things get serious, right? That 15 is hard to crack.
Yep.
They have Devin Booker at 16. And Devin Booker, 20, almost 20 spots ahead of John Morant. That's like a coin flip to me, like whatever. And so, you could look up 2 weeks in the season, and those guys could both be clearly guys you think should be in the top 20. And so I think the range from 15 to 35, it could almost be in any order. And, and so it seems fine to me. The one guy I raised an eyebrow at was Scottie Barnes, so they have just ahead of Jaren and Ja. And, what's he ever done?
Yeah.
And, I don't know about that. But otherwise, that's just a range of really good all-star-level players and, who's going to be healthy? Who's going to play well? Whose team's going to click? Really, you could take that group and put them in almost any order from 16 to 35 or whatever.
Yeah. So the neighborhood that they're in are Franz Wagner was 32, Jaren was 31, Scottie Barnes was 30, Trae Young was 29. That's basically it. But let me do it by position, because obviously the top 10 are yet to come. And I'm just going to presume that's indisputable that those players will be players who we look at them and go, yeah, okay, Wemby, we'll take him over Jaren. Like, I, you know, whatever. I think that's right. But the,
I think Mitchell at 15 is where it hardens. Yeah.
So let's take the bigs. Here are the bigs who are ahead of Jaren. How many of these guys would you actually take for your team starting tomorrow ahead of Jaren? And of course, that's complicated because what are we talking about? Age, contract, whatever. But here are the
big. No, I think for this list purposes, it's about the coming season.
The coming season.
Nothing else but impact on the court in the coming season.
All right. Here are the bigs who are ahead of Jaren. Karl-Anthony Towns, Sengun, Chet Holmgren, Pascal Siakam, if that's what you're calling him. Maybe he's a wing, whatever. Bam Adebayo, Paolo Banchero, Anthony Davis, and Mobley. Those are the bigs ahead of Jaren.
I think you can reasonably take every one of them ahead of Jaren. But you can also reasonably argue for Jaren. It's kind of a, you know, Towns is such a great offensive player, but he really creates issues for you on the defensive end.
Right.
The best version of Anthony Davis is better, right? I mean, we saw that in the playoffs. And so people will point to that. But, like, that guy's not always there. Like, you know, his availability and whether, I mean, we also saw Anthony Davis against the Grizzlies in a play-in game. And, you know, that didn't matter that much. And so, I don't have a firm list in my head of where I would rank those guys, but I will say that Jaren's two-way ability, that he is now an all-star level player on both ends of the floor, and he can also fit, and he can blend into different situations. Like, Jaren Jackson would fit on any team in the NBA in a way that's not necessarily true of everybody on that list. And I put a lot of value into that, like a very similar kind of player. Jaren's more dynamic offensively, but Bam Adebayo is sort of a similar kind of player. To me, like over 82 games, those are winning players. Now, there are questions about Jaren in terms of the playoff stuff. But, you know, I don't know that some of those guys are necessarily better than Jaren, even though they may put up better numbers.
I left out Evan Mobley. He's also ahead. He's at, and a pretty clear separation there now. Jaren at 31 and Evan Mobley at 13. But I'm with you. I think it's sort of a coin flip. Do you want Bam or do you want Jaren? You know? And there it's 31 to 21. They're all it's the same basket, really.
They're both terrific defensive players and terrific versatile defensive players. Bam's going to rebound more.
Yep.
If you need to throw, give the guy the ball and let him ISO and create shots. Jaren's way better at that. And so, you know, it's sort of six and one half dozen of the other a little bit, but they're both terrific.
All right, let's go to the guards. Here are the guards. And again, there's going to be guards in the top 10 who I will not mention here. But here are the guards who are ahead of Ja. Trae Young, Tyrese Maxey, Derek White, James Harden, Devin Booker, and then, as you point out, Mitchell.
Yeah, I mean, Mitchell to me has sort of proven something at an all NBA level, best player on a team that's, you know, 55 plus wins. To me, he's sort of a different group.
Yep.
I don't know. I think the best version of Ja is like better than all of those guys probably, but you know, you got to factor in like how often are you getting the best version? And then I think the shooting aspect of Jaren, it's interesting. Like him and Maxey are like totally different kind of players. And they both had 40 plus point playoff games in different ways.
Right.
With Ja, it's like, you know, dominating off the dribble, and Maxey is just like sinking jump shots and whatever. They've both been big time in the playoffs. As good as Booker is, it's just him and the team have both been off. I think even more so than Ja have been off now for so long that I have a hard time seeing him being that high on that list. Like there's more prove it to me with Booker than it is than with Ja right now.
We will find out the top 10 tomorrow, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. 11, 12, and 13, by the way, Jalen Williams, Cade Cunningham, and Evan Mobley were the three who did not make, who just finished just outside of the top.
Yeah, I mean, those guys are sort of where Ja was a few years ago, right? They're the crash the party guys, the newly ascendant guys, and we just assume those guys will keep ascending, and that doesn't always happen, right? Who knows, you know, I mean, whether it's injury or whether it's other things. You know, Ja's receded. Those guys have gone up. But I look at that list and like, you could get 2 weeks into the season, John Morant, you could look at that and say he should be number 16 on this list, not number 33, like easily. But he has to go earn that.
It's sort of where the franchise is now. People are just putting everyone at the low end of where they what they think of them. And I think that will be true with the win totals too, right? They just
– yeah.
It's sort of where people don't expect that much, whatever. And maybe it's underestimating. We shall see. You have your piece out today about what's happening in film in Memphis. And you write about how there are different kinds of events, the big movies that we wait for. But then there are certain directors who, when they release a new film, it's an event in of itself. And in that category, you put Scorsese, Spielberg, Tarantino, Christopher Nolan, and you would say another one to add would be Paul Thomas Anderson. And he's got a new film coming
To me, Anderson is clearly that. Like, it's not necessarily, like, it's not that every movie of his is going to be, you know, enormous box office or whatever, but, like, within the film world, like, every movie he makes is a big deal because, like, they're all great, like, all of them, and there aren't that many of them. Pretty much all of them. I don't really love the first one, but that was a long time ago. And One Battle After Another, which opens this week, I'm trying to figure out a time I can go see it before I get in the car and drive to Memphis. No one had seen it until like 2 weeks ago, and now the buzz is just off the charts on it. And so I'm pretty excited to see this.
Featuring Leonardo DiCaprio, what's it about?
So it's an adaptation. I think a loose adaptation. It's not a straight adaptation, but it's inspired by this Thomas Pynchon novel, Vineland. Thomas Pynchon, sort of a counterculture literary figure, I think still alive, sort of like, you know. But the novel was set in the mid-'80s, and it's about sort of former, maybe 60s revolutionaries, you know, who during a more conservative era, and I haven't read the books. So I don't know sort of where that goes, but this movie is sort of takes that kind of premise, but sets in a contemporary time. So Leonardo DiCaprio is a former revolutionary who's, you know, no longer active, and then his daughter gets kidnapped, and whatever plot happens springs from there. But I'm trying not to know too much about it until I see it.
Are you a DiCaprio fan?
Yeah, no, I think he is someone. You know, I think he's only won one Oscar, and that was for The Revenant, which I actually didn't see because I don't like that filmmaker. But he is someone who I think is good in movies. He's not necessarily showy good, so we don't think of him, you know, as a great actor in the way we think of like Daniel Day-Lewis or whatever. But he's very conscious about working with good people. Like, he's made all these movies with Scorsese. He's worked with Tarantino. You know, he's not out just cashing checks. He's plenty rich, but he's very focused on working with like high level filmmakers who are trying to do high level stuff. And so the quality of the movies he's in has been very, very high, not only because he's good, but because he really makes a point of trying to choose good stuff to do.
Is Wolf of Wall Street, is he not showy good in Wolf of Wall Street?
Oh, he is Wolf of Wall Street, especially the dance scene. One of the greatest bits of physical comedy ever is the dance scene, and then he loses control of his body because he's taking too many Quaaludes or whatever. And that is absolute marvel of physical comedy. The Wolf of Wall Street is a movie that is sometimes misunderstood and sometimes criticized for that reason, but is pretty amazing.
Misunderstood, criticized. What's the criticism, and what way is it misunderstood?
Because Scorsese is making a movie showing how creepy all these people are, and there are people who apparently have watched it and thought these guys are cool, you know, and that's well, and not the point of the movie, like at all.
The irony to me of that is the same thing, you know. Jordan Belfort talked about it in the movie, or you know, that's the, you know, when he had the piece that was written, I can't remember if it was Fortune or whoever wrote about him, like about how scummy he was. Then like he, you know, all the people tried to join the firm the next day.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's a movie that's about money man sociopaths. Right. And it's not supposed to tell you like you should be that, but like, it's, you know, that movie is something. Matthew McConaughey also is a spectacle in that movie.
It's like playing Born USA for the celebration of our troops or whatever.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
All right, other things. What's The Lost Bus? That's coming out this week.
Well, speaking of McConaughey, and I don't know, maybe this movie's not good. Like, people haven't seen it yet, but I'm a little surprised it's so low profile. It's only opening in one theater in Memphis. But it's directed by Paul Greengrass, who did the second and third Bourne movies in the Jason Bourne trilogy, and also did United 93, which is quite good. And it stars Matthew McConaughey and America Ferrara. And it's about a dad who's trying to navigate a teacher and a busload of her students through a Southern California wildfire. So everything about this movie sounds like it should be really good, but I don't know why it's only opening in one theater and it's not getting more attention. So I don't know whether it's good or not.
All right, and then we've got a lot of special screenings that you can read about in Chris's piece over at the Daily Memphian. But one of them is Hustle and Flow, 30th anniversary. 30th anniversary at Crosstown tomorrow night. 20th. Hustle and Flow, 20th anniversary at Crosstown tomorrow night. And I gather Craig Brewer will be a part of the proceedings. Is that
right?
Yeah,
I think so. So if you haven't seen that or haven't seen it in a theater, I mean, obviously that's an interesting opportunity. I mean, it's not like Hustle and Flow has not been shown in Memphis in 20 years. It has various times over the years. But this is obviously tied to the anniversary, and so it's a little bit more of a special occasion.
Give me just a little bit on what you thought of Hustle and Flow.
I think Hustle and Flow is really good. The recording session scenes to me are, which is where we get sort of like that. Right. That's sort of what made Whoop That Trick a thing is like that scene. I think those scenes are magic. I'm a sucker for those kind of scenes anyway.
Right.
I've written about Hustle and Flow. If you read the column, there's a link to something I wrote in January about that. You can get more of my opinions about it there than I could, like, you know, off the top of my head spout off. But yep. I think it's good.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. That scene is magic. The making the music scenes in Hustle Flow, absolutely fantastic. That's at Crosstown tomorrow night. They're also, by the way, at Malco. Special screening of Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Just a flesh wound. So there you go. I will remind you that if you are looking for a place to eat, you know, some of the best of Memphis stuff, right? You got to build up a little bit of reputation, right? Like I'm coasting on my reputation at this point. It's like voting for the Pro Bowl, right?
Of course.
But honestly, my favorite new restaurant is Ragin' Cajun, which is the Cajun place in Bartlett on Bartlett Road, and it's nice because it's not like it's low key, it's neighborhood feel. The food is absolutely spectacular. As soon as you sit down, you get the sausage and cheese plate, and then you look at that menu, and you decide which of the New Orleans specialties you want to get. I find it impossible to resist a po' boy, particularly they get the Leidenheimer bread up from New Orleans. And by the way, I can just imagine, it's fall now, you're going to be sitting outside, you're going to have maybe some gumbo and the po' boy. And you're going to get the white chocolate bread pudding afterward. They have a Who Dat Catfish dish, which is absolutely ridiculous. It's a spectacular, over-the-top dish that Clara and I had. But it's a comfortable, easy place, easy parking, great outside seating. It is Ragin' Cajun, 2740 Bartlett Road in Bartlett. An easy 7-minute drive for me from East Memphis. You can check them out online. Look at the menu yourself at Cajun901.com. That is Cajun901.com. All right. We got Sam Hardiman coming up next. I missed talking to Sam last week. He was off for a couple of weeks. I missed talking to Sam last week. You talked about the coming of the National Guard. So we will talk to Sam about that as well. And I don't know if you know, Jeffrey, hockey season has commenced.
Oh, yeah.
Hockey season has commenced. My Buffalo Sabres in preseason, 2-0.
There you go.
Maybe this is
don't
the
call
year.
It a comeback.
Maybe this is the year we end the playoff drought. We'll talk to Sam Hardiman on what's happening in the city of Memphis when we return. It is the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Sam Hardiman, covers the city for the Daily Memphis. By the way, before I get to Sam, we have to, Jeffrey just called this to my attention.
Yeah.
That Ragin' Cajun, stunningly, just opened. It's already cracked the Best of Memphis list, Jeffrey.
Correct.
Is that right?
Two different best
two
new
categories.
Restaurants.
Best
top
new
three.
Restaurant, top three. And
Best Cajun Creole.
There you go. There you go. How about that? Sam Hardiman joins me now. Gets my vote for best newspaper reporter, if that's what we call ourselves these days. Sam, how are you?
I'm well, Jeff. That's very kind of you.
So we really, probably before anything else, should talk about Bill Belichick. Jeffrey says he's on the cover of Us Weekly.
He and Jordan.
He is on the cover of Us Weekly.
Correct.
Come on. Can't Patriots fans do an intervention?
I mean, I don't think he wants us to do an intervention. I don't think we're welcome to do an intervention, from what I understand.
That's how interventions work. You're never welcome. You just have to, you got to lock the door. This is, isn't it crazy? Us Weekly? Bill Belichick?
I mean, like all the jokes about like, Bill, are you safe? Like elder abuse, like
right.
Getting a little real.
Oh my God. It's just awful. But at least we have hockey to fall back on. Now you're probably not that optimistic about your Bruins this year, are you?
I'm not optimistic. I look forward to another high draft pick to add to James Hagan. And that's kind of where I am with the Patriots this year too.
Like, yeah, what happened there? Yeah, actually, I want the Patriots. It's funny when the Patriots are. I want them to win games, like, because I know they're not good, but I'm thinking draft pick already. And so when they lose a close one, I'm like, damn, really would like the Patriots to pull that one out. That's how I am as a Bills fan.
Right. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. I don't agree with you. Like, I was in actually the Pittsburgh airport watching that game the other day because I was in a wedding in Pittsburgh over the weekend. Shout out Mike and Gina. Many happy. He was a couple. And yeah, the fumbles were incredible. I mean, Ramondre Stevenson and Derrick Henry together, like, they got the yips. I mean, obviously Derrick Henry playing for the Ravens, but just, you know, Ramondre, pretty bad.
Pretty bad. Pretty bad. All right. Moving on to, and I haven't, you were off for a couple of weeks and then I was away, and so I haven't talked to you about this. Obviously, you've been reporting extensively on the National Guard coming to Memphis. Just yesterday and the day before, we had news yesterday and the day before, which were covered by Bill Dries and the Daily Memphian, that there were that both the city council and the county commission had resolutions basically asking that the National Guard not be deployed, and both of those failed to pass. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
It felt to me like, just reading Bill's story, that some of those who voted against the resolution yesterday still don't actually want the National Guard to come. It's just like there were lots of reasons to vote against it, including it's a meaningless statement, right? Like, it would have no effect. In both of those cases, what the city council or the county commission might or might not have asked for wouldn't have any impact on what's going to happen. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, because you're requesting the governor, whom you have no power over, okay, to do something that you don't want him to do. And so Janika White, Councilmember Janika White, last night before the vote, I was in the city council chambers.
Okay.
Asked the city council attorney, Alan Wade, you know, what is the effect? And she would later abstain, which, you know, in this case was effectively a no. What is the purpose and what is going to happen with this this resolution? She asked Alan Wade, the city council's attorney, and he said effectively nothing, right? And then he was asked, well, what can we do in terms of a legal challenge? Because this would also have authorized him as the city council's attorney to make such a legal challenge, right? And he said, well, it appears to be constitutional, the governor setting the guard here, right? Because remember, this is the governor. This is Tennessee Governor Bill Lee is the person who would be setting the guard here, not the president of the United States. And so really, and then he was like, also, you can't challenge something that hasn't happened yet, right? Because the governor still, as of yet, has not activated the National Guard in this case, right? And so that's where we are. And so these votes against it, they also have, like, I think that's right. I think a lot of people don't, you know, in elected power, really don't see the need for the National Guard to come to Memphis, but they also sort of understand we're powerless to stop it and why poke the bear.
All right. I'll get to that in a minute. Do you have, like, what is the our most recent understanding about when this will happen, if it will happen?
Yeah, I mean, as in when, I think that the if is probably very likely, okay?
Yeah.
The when remains, like, as I understand it, still pretty ambiguous, and I'm making calls every day asking that question, okay? And maybe we'll get resolution soon, maybe we won't. We still have a government shutdown to worry about a little bit here, and, you know, how are we going to pay for it if the government gets shut down? That's a real question, because part of...
I see. The fact that the federal government may shut down would have an impact on this?
Yes, potentially, because keep in mind, like, while the governor activates these folks, under Title 32, which is the U.S. code that would activate, the governor would activate these people under, the federal government pays the bills, okay? And so I would wonder if the federal government would have the money to pay the bills for the deployment of the National Guard, but not only that, but all these other federal agencies that are supposed to be coming to Memphis and, you know, showing up in force in Memphis if the government shut down.
So didn't I see you wrote one story sooner rather than later? Or, I mean, it's all very vague, the phrases that are used. What are some of the phrases that have been kicked around to describe when this might happen?
The next 2 weeks, Memphis Mayor Paul Young told Laura Testino and I last Thursday night that he expected it within 2 weeks. You know, the governor said, you know, a week ago that, you know, they were planning it, but he thought it would be sooner than later. We don't really have a great resolution.
And what do we think when it happens, it's going to look like? It's not going to be tanks rolling into our city, I presume.
It would seem unlikely that tanks would be involved. Would there be Humvees? Yeah, I would say
Humvees.
So. You don't have wheels.
Right.
You know, tanks, they have tracks. And
right.
So, you know, they're
going to bust up our roads. God forbid the potholes if the tanks come rolling in here. But you think there will be this a moment when the Humvees arrive? There will be that, oh, they're here moment.
There will be, I think people will see it. I think, I don't think they're going to hide, right? You know, the governor said to me in an interview, I guess almost 10 days ago now, maybe a little less. I'm trying to remember. Time is a little weird these days. That, you know, is essentially saying, you know, we're going to communicate as much as possible to Memphis. We want you to know when this is happening, right? Like, there is a desire, I think, not to surprise people and not to scare people. Right. And just say, hey, they're here. But at the same time, one of the things I want to emphasize is all this focus on the National Guard. The National Guard is coming. They're going to be a part of what the president created with the Memphis Safe Task Force. There are 13 other federal agencies, law enforcement agencies. OK, the alphabet soup of law enforcement agencies that are going to be participating in the Memphis Safe Task Force. And odds are they're going to be a heck of a lot more of those federal law enforcement personnel than there are actually going to be National Guard troops. OK.
Will we actually, it's one of the, back to your point, that I don't think, I suspect there's not a, most elected officials and most Memphians don't particularly want, quote unquote, the National Guard. But most do want help from the state and federal level dealing with the crime challenges, right? I think that's, I suspect that is true. And one of the reasons that, and I'm, that, I mean, I heard Steve Cohen talked about this, was that the mayor was not really in a position to say no to any of this or poke the bear because, A, it's happening, and, B, he wants and needs help from the state and federal level that doesn't look like the National Guard. But, I mean, that kind of help is essentially being welcomed, is it not? Or much of it?
Yeah, absolutely. That type of help is being welcomed. And like, I also want to, like, give people context here because, like, you maybe, if you're not involved in it, you may not think about it. But a lot of this alphabet soup, you know, the U.S. Marshals, the DEA, the ATF, they're here already. They're doing
that. Was my next question. How much are already here? How much of it's already here? Like, there's been already an uptick, right? Hasn't there already been? Isn't that one reason why we can say crime is at a 25-year low?
I mean, crime is not at a 25-year low. Some categories of crime are at a 25-year low for this time of year. Like, I want to be clear about that, okay?
Yep.
Violent crime in 2024 increased mildly from what was a, you know, pretty high threshold in 2023. Like Memphis has gotten maybe somewhat less violent in the past year and a half, but we're not talking about, oh, we're at a nadir of crime. We're certainly not.
No one's declaring it paradise. But my point was progress has been made in part because we've already seen there's already been, and this is part of what we've talked about in the context with the Grizzlies, is there's already been cooperation from the state and federal level to improve the situation downtown.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the governor and the feds and others and Senator Hagerty have all mentioned, you know, Operation Viper, which is this, you know, which Cash Patel, the FBI director, under questioning from Representative Cohen, our local representative here, has yielded, you know, 500 plus arrests and, you know, more than 100 indictments, you know, regarding, you know, that's recent. But, like, let's also just keep in mind that, you know, Memphis has a crime problem. Memphis has an organized crime problem. That means this alphabet soup of agencies, they've been here. They're here all the time. What we're going to see is just hundreds more of them, most likely, right?
Will we, quote unquote, see them? In other words, how much of this will be those guys? You're not, I mean, okay, a lot of those people you're not necessarily going to see, are you? Like, they're going to be doing the work that they do, but they're not. It's not going to be a soldier standing on the street corner holding a gun.
That is, I mean, they themselves you probably won't see. Will you see the National Guard? Yes. Will they be holding guns? We don't know, to be quite honest, right? And so that, but we're not going to see, and you usually don't see. You know, you see law enforcement in the sense of either. You know, I saw a ton of, you know, highway patrol officers, for example, on Winchester this morning. You know, THP patrolmen in motorcycles pulling over everybody and their brother at Winchester and Millbranch, essentially, while I was driving around this morning. And, like, you see that, but you don't see sort of the investigative work that police and federal law enforcement are doing all the time. You don't see that.
All right. And we're waiting further clarity on all of this, but it should be unfolding. I mean, if it was in the next 2 weeks, when was that? That was a week ago, practically, at this point, that he said the next 2 weeks?
Yeah. So we're still waiting, and, you know, we may get clarity soon.
All right. In other news, MLG&W is moving their control center, but not their headquarters. Is that right?
That is correct, Jeff. Yeah, in other news, if we can call that news.
We do care about MLG&W, but what is the difference between a control center and a headquarters, and why are they moving their control center?
Yeah, so the control center is the nerve center, right? Like, the MLG&W runs three utility systems, electric, gas, and water, okay? That's why it's, light, gas, and water, right? Call it that. They need to order that system. They need to essentially control it. They need to control the voltage of that system when it comes to electricity, the flow of gas, the flow of water, all of that stuff, okay? Most of that is not done at MLGW headquarters in downtown Memphis across from the Orpheum, okay? It's not done there. It's done on a building along Covington Pike, and that building, MLGW, has been concerned for some time. If we get the big one on the New Madrid Fault, everyone go knock on a piece of wood. Right now, I'm doing it on my hardwood floor. Mm-hmm. We get the big one. MLGW has been concerned for some time that the building just might sink into the ground and might not be very useful. And if you want the utilities to work in the case of a major natural disaster where we may need the National Guard for real, right, you want a stable building. And so MLGW for some time has been looking to acquire 7135 Goodlett Farms Parkway, which is a nice warehouse building that has walls that could withstand, up to 200-mile-an-hour winds. And in the event of the New Madrid earthquake, again, knock on wood here, it would stand up okay. And so you would then have the ability to keep the lights on, or if the lights have gone out, turn them on rather quickly. Okay?
I see.
Compared to Covington Pike. That does not mean they are moving from their downtown headquarters. If they were to move from their downtown headquarters, which we've discussed before and we've mentioned here before, if they were to move, Doug McGowan, the MLGW CEO, has committed that they will stay in downtown Memphis.
I got you. Sam, thanks so much. Good to talk to you again. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff.
You can read Sam's stuff over at the Daily Memphian. We'll take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins, Show 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, it's autumn. officially autumn. So now you can get in there to O'Call and get your autumn stuff. That's quarter zips and hoodies and sweaters and just the beautiful clothes that you get to wear during autumn, including Peter Millar has the collegiate collection in your collegiate colors. So Ole Miss, big game this weekend, right? Might be wearing a quarter zip. There, the University of Memphis is on a roll. Tennessee, actually, there's been a lot of misery across college football, but a lot of the local teams feeling pretty good about things. And so you're going to want to wear your Peter Millar collegiate collection head on in there. But honestly, as soon as you walk in the door, and I'm going to go by today, in fact, because I need to spruce up on several different fronts, you'll just be struck by how, A, helpful the people are, and B, how stunning the clothes are. I've got a wedding that I'm officiating for the first time ever, Jeffrey. I'm officiating a wedding in October, so I need a new sport coat. And so I'm going to do that. They have totally transformed the way that I look, and they can do the same thing for you. It is O'Call, such a legendary store. Did you see that there's a new Memphis Monopoly game?
I did not.
Yeah, there's a new Memphis Monopoly game, and you know who has a square?
O'Call.
Of course. Of course O'Call has a square. Shout out to our friends at O'Call. Get in there this week. I will be in later today. All right, Jeffrey, a few other things that I do think we need to discuss. One is Ole Miss. We've got I don't know if it's a controversy percolating, but did you see that Lane Kiffin's daughter hard launched, what do the kids call it?
Yeah, I believe it's we're now treating relationships like brands, so yes.
Her relationship with Whit Weeks. Of course she's dating, her name is Landry, and she's dating a guy named Whit.
Well, right? She also likes W's because she used to date Walker Howard.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
She's stacking the W's.
Correct.
Stacking the W's.
She loves winning.
Whit Weeks. Now, here's the thing. Whit Weeks plays for LSU.
Correct.
Ole Miss plays LSU this week. What do you think of Landry and Whit getting together, enemies, natural-born enemies? And B, I think the more interesting question is, what do you think of a hard launch this week? This week.
Well, I mean, you know,
they're playing each
other. It's just the spirit of coming together, you know? Too much hatred in this world. You know, everyone needs to just come together
really
and play
what
nice.
It is, or is
I
it just
no,
like,
I,
is it so,
I think it's
is
attention.
It farming for, yeah.
Yeah, I just think it's attention.
When can you get more attention
Correct.
Than this week?
Yes.
Exactly right. Lane tweeted, take the over.
Correct.
Meaning she's dating a defensive player. We are going to light this sucker up.
Correct.
Right? That was the,
or
that was,
just attack him, maybe.
Or just attack him. But anyway, so there you go. He really has totally remade his person. I mean, don't you think his image?
I mean, I haven't watched the ESPN documentary that they're going to do, but apparently it paints him in an extremely positive light.
Shocking. But yeah, like he, you know what? He looks like he has a sense of humor about himself, right? And that doesn't save you when things are going badly. Like
it helps.
If Dabo had a sense of humor about himself,
sure.
It wouldn't mean he's any less of a predicament that he's in with that team. But it makes it worse because he doesn't.
Yes.
Right? Like it just makes it, it does have.
I think you can say the same thing about Gundy.
Same thing about Gundy. Yeah. Have a sense of humor about yourself. Lane has clearly mastered that. And so there you go. The commissioner, always working on our behalf, Jeffrey.
Yes, of course.
What's the news from
fans
the commissioner?
Fans first. Roger Goodell, this according to CNBC, he went on CNBC today, and he says that the NFL could begin renegotiating its media rights deal as soon as next year, well ahead of schedule. He also said he believes the NFL's leaving money on the table based on the significant increase in media revenue for other leagues like the NBA and the NHL.
I mean, I presume.
Well, literally, he wants a finder's fee for other leagues getting money.
I presume, listen, you can't just go and say, I want more money because they're getting more money, unless there's some out in the contract. I mean, presumably there's
the money, league would need, according to CNBC, the league would need agreement from its current media partners, Disney, Comcast, Paramount, Amazon, and Fox, to start discussions on any new deal before the end of. Well, the other aspect of this is the NFL not only has a stake in ESPN or will have a stake in ESPN when the deal goes through,
right.
They have a stake in Paramount after the Skydance merger.
What is the most interesting quarterback situation in the NFL?
Ooh. Does C.J. Stroud
isn't
stink?
Isn't it Minnesota?
No. Does C.J. Stroud stink? He got crowned.
You think that's... okay.
Everyone crowned him.
I do, and there's a story out today. Is C.J. Stroud playing his way out of an extension? Like, the notion that he would have been the next to get a, you know, $50 million a year extension seemed absolutely inevitable. He 100% did get crowned, and part of that was because the Panthers were getting clowned. Yep. He was also awesome.
He had a very good first year.
He was also awesome. But that's an interesting situation. Is he really? Was he a one-year wonder? What's going to happen there? I do. But I think the most interesting situation is
Minnesota. I don't think it's that interesting because
they
obvious.
Have a team that can legitimately go to a Super Bowl if they had a quarterback. And J.J. McCarthy had one good quarter. And so now you're going to have Carson Wentz. They're playing across the pond, right?
I think this against
Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And Pittsburgh has sucked defensively.
Correct.
So, but he's not the answer. I don't think J.J. Whatever.
J.J. apparently has gotten soft benched.
After that one quarter, people are like, well, they've solved their problem. No, they hadn't. We said it the next day. One good quarter does not mean they've.
No, everyone's just trying to. Everyone just wants to. In the end, it's all Caleb Williams based. It's so, like, oh, now even McCarthy's better than
Williams. They have to go get a quarterback. I mean, there's a lot of interesting. Here's another interesting one. Atlanta.
Well, I mean, to me, I also was wondering if you're Minnesota and you know.
Don't you have to go get a quarterback?
Don't you have to go get Cousins?
Don't you have to go get Cousins?
But I think to your point.
I mean, you are
the Falcons, I think, were pretty clear of why they kept Kirk. In the event that it doesn't work. With Penix, in the event that it's wrong.
Well, and the other problem is that Atlanta, the coaching staff, needs to win, and they got off to a good start last year, and since then they have been just god awful, and so it's possible that's another reason they don't want to.
Sure.
You know, obviously they're already changing some things up, but I had the.
So they fired Ike Hilliard. They fired the receivers coach.
They fired the receivers.
Yeah, that I'm sure that was the issue. And then Zach Robinson's moving from the booth down to the field.
I mean, I would say, but like it's different. Like the Jets don't have a quarterback, right? But that's fine. They don't need to have a quarterback.
I don't know if this isn't a
year when they need to have a quarterback. They just need to have.
I mean,
a draft
like
pick.
The Saints don't have a
quarterback. Like, and that's fine. They don't want a quarterback.
Is this the draft that you really want to suck for?
Well, that's the thing. I literally saw a mock draft. I saw a mock draft today, this morning, because I'm a draft nerd. And the Saints had the number one pick, which is, I can buy that. And they picked Garrett Nussmeier. Really?
Well, you know who's been heating up? Fernando Mendoza.
Yeah, but he's evidently not a...
I don't
He doesn't
love
have
him
a big
as,
arm.
I don't
have
love
a big
him as
arm.
An NFL guy.
He's crafty. Yeah,
he's big too. Like
he is big.
He looks like he should have a good arm,
but he
doesn't
have a
yes,
big arm.
Exactly.
He's cerebral and accurate.
Yeah,
and he moves okay.
Yeah,
and he's big, but he doesn't have a big arm.
But he looks
arm.
Like he should have a cannon.
What's coming up next on 92.9?
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Coach Hurd will join their program today. He'll also be with me on Jeff Wright and Company. We will have Jason Munns on the program as well. David Cobb will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Hey, so it was 100 years ago today.
Rhodes.
That Rhodes moved here from Clarksville, and I wrote a piece about it. The impact that Rhodes graduates have had in Memphis, it's just kind of staggering. And they moved here from Clarksville 100 years ago today, so it's a kind of gotcha day. And the piece is all about how Rhodes and Memphis are –
interesting.
Totally intertwined, and so read it if you have a moment. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow. For now, our work is done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.